Todd's probably the most comfortable out of all of them.
All right, so this is our review of Halloween 2018. Spoilers all around. First off, there was a baby in that theater for Halloween 2018.
What the heck?
Like, seriously. All right, so, yeah, thoughts?
I'm sleeping with both eyes open tonight.
Yeah, I did watch that movie with my, like, with hands over my eyes.
I'm not sleeping.
Yeah.
For years.
Which is, this is ironic that we're doing a podcast about this movie since there's a podcasting, like,
my heart is
yeah, and they die.
My heart is racing.
Yeah, so I think we're about to die
we're
today.
Next?
But yeah, I don't understand those characters because I thought they would be relevant through the movie.
Yeah, they're not.
They just, like, introduce the movie and that's it.
Yeah, okay, questions or... like problems about
that
movie?
Girl just hit your car.
It's fine you're good, you're okay. She didn't like ruin my car.
Well, she probably
it's fine. Any questions, thoughts about the movie, things you didn't like or you
I
didn't like?
I never thought a movie was so terrible and awesome at the same time.
It's so tropey.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was like
but
the
that's
most
what,
entertaining
it was like
thing
throwback.
Ever.
Yeah,
it's
that's
throwback.
What I liked about it. It was a classic, just all-around straight,
just
great
movie.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
amount of times we checked the closets was unreal.
That okay, if I had to say, if it felt like anything, it felt like Monsters, Inc. Because I kept thinking of that part where Sully goes...
You know, as I was about to crap myself... I was like, yeah, this is just like Monsters, Inc.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
You drink like some beer and they're just like, this has like a malty undertone and you don't taste it. I didn't taste the Monsters, Inc. in that at
all. Okay. Maybe I'm just thinking the part where with all the closets. Anyway.
And there's a monster in the closet.
No laughter.
That
there
score
was some
slaps.
I think that movie, okay, here's the thing. If there's one thing that a lot of people that I did not expect about going into it is how funny it was.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
on purpose. Like, a lot
the kid
on
funny.
Purpose.
Only the kid
really?
Funny.
You thought he was the only
kid that got murked?
The dad was pretty
You didn't
funny.
Think the whole scene about the them talking about, like, this Vietnamese sandwich and all that? Like, it was just there to, like,
make
about
you... I'm talking about the kid that, like, killed the other kid. Or, no, you're talking about the black kid.
So, yeah, so when she's saying, talking about abracadabra, and he's like, I know you're talking about weed. Like, that was very funny.
And when she started getting killed, he's like, hell no.
He ran exactly.
downstairs.
No.
Hell no.
It's not even in my pocket.
You're going to get killed too.
No, I think there's funny parts with, like there's
finger.
Always, like, if something gets way too, like, too dark and too gory, it will go to something really funny.
Yeah.
So, like, all of a sudden, like, they squish the guy's head, and then they go to these two tops talking
right.
about, like,
I thought,
how come
yeah.
you don't like this sandwich?
Okay,
like,
when he squashed that guy's leg, I didn't see the first Halloween, but I realized, this dude's freaking strong.
There are so many, like, there's so many things where they will do something that was in the original from the 70s, and then they'll flip it. So, in the original, there's a part where Jamie Lee Curtis' character, Lori, looks over and looks, at, like, down onto the backyard, and then sees Michael Myers' body, turns away, and his body's gone, does the whole Jesus Christ is Jason Bourne thing. And they flip it in this movie so that it's Michael Myers looking, and Lori, and that was like, oh my gosh! So, that's, there's so many times where, yeah... I don't know, man. This is... It's just a lot of fun.
I just like going to theaters to watch horror movies because it's, like, there for the crowd. You're all in this together.
It's an interactive experience.
I would say it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, apparently, I thought, like, this movie, like, I read somewhere that... Or heard somewhere that, like, it kind of retcons all the other Halloween movies. This is, like, actually a sequel. The other ones, like... Or not canon.
Yeah, so in the other sequels, they make it that, like, Michael Myers and Laurie are, like, brother and sister, which is really stupid.
Did you get that comment when they were walking down the street at the beginning? And it was like, wasn't it he, like, her sister? And then the reply is like, no, that's just something, like, people made up to try to
nice.
Explain it.
Nice.
That's
smart. Cool. I didn't catch that. Yeah.
So I guess all those movies are just... technically just supposed to be myths and
yeah like which is good because that'd be so dumb if they were like brother and sister. I think the thing that twisted me the most, and I thought they were going to do this, was that the psychiatrist that was researching Michael Myers the whole time, when he turns and becomes evil, I thought they were going to pull it like, actually I'm Michael Myers, and do that twist, which would have been kind of dumb.
I would have thought,
but also like that would have came out of nowhere.
I would not say like he was the new Michael Myers. I would say like he's going to be, like, the new killer in place of him. He's going to, like, take over
for
him.
Well,
not Michael Myers. Michael Myers,
so like
but 80. He's going to take over him.
Well, I think it may have been a callback to the myth now that is Halloween 4 when the little girl becomes it at the very end.
Oh,
I don't know if
you
guys have seen it. But the little girl takes over and becomes the new Michael Myers. And that's what I thought was sort of going to happen, and we were just kind of a bunch of Michael Myers clones running around. But then they kind of stopped that, and I'm glad they did.
What do you guys think about them leaving with you? Excuse me, leaving the ending tease with Allison potentially becoming the next killer.
What? She's a potential killer? No way. Because
the last shot knife, like, is they zoom in on the knife of blood on it. Because
I think it's a good ending, but I don't think they should act.
Was a dumb ending.
You know,
I don't think they're saying, it's her now. I think they're just saying, like,
she got a taste of blood.
Yeah.
I thought she just got, like, she got a taste of the. She just got a taste of the trauma.
That guy with the curly hair, he's got to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't blame her if she gets in on that action, but. You know, that's it.
I just thought she got, like, a taste... That, like, man, she got a taste of the trauma. She's gonna be, like, her grandma, not she's gonna be the killer.
Yeah, she could be her new grandma, too. Do you think Michael Myers actually died this time, though?
You know, probably not.
Depends on how much this movie grosses.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part of the whole film, there's a part halfway through the middle where... there is, like, a whole continuously long shot where he's just killing people. That is so perfect. Anytime the movie's shot at night, it's so perfect. Anytime it was shot in the day, it was like, it looked like ABC Family to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked really, really bad. Also,
much this more efficient in this movie.
Yeah.
In the original. Yeah.
I also might go ahead and say this is Jamie Lynn Spears' best performance. I mean, not counting Freaky Friday, but this is...
Did you say Jamie Lynn Spears?
Not Jamie Lynn Spears. Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Spears' best performance is Zoe 101. Jamie Lee Curtis' best performance since Freaky Friday.
Why did they burn the house down? Why did they just pop? Like, that's why I don't
She didn't have the gun.
She's been preparing this for 40 years and she doesn't have a gun in the upstairs.
Maybe she...
But then Michael Myers could get a gun.
He doesn't shoot people.
You don't know that.
Pretty cool. Imagine Michael Myers with an AR. You think he wouldn't do that already?
A lot more efficient.
I think it's fitting for the house to burn down.
Gets a tank.
You know, because if
give it up
the house doesn't burn down, then it opens it up to all these memories associated with it. Maybe Allison's going to go back and live in that house.
How many people survive?
It gets scarier, so I think it kills two birds with one stone by
saying he'll either suffocate or burn to death. Bullets, you could survive bullets.
Okay, do you think it's making the same point that The Last Jedi did with Let the Past Die?
No.
Okay.
What?
I just don't want to compare. How are you?
Okay, but I'm just saying. That's the thing. All right, well, you can.
Last episode.
Yeah, well, spoilers. Anyway, any other thoughts? Or?
I read maybe somewhere, I may be totally wrong, but that there's supposed to be parallels with the Me Too movement with the movie in some sort of loose way.
I did not catch it.
I didn't catch it.
I have no clue, but I swear I read it somewhere.
Okay, maybe I'll read about it and then I'll see. But I can't.
That little kid at the beginning got like killed though. That was really messed
up. Oh, like the dance class. That was funny. He was like, I could be missing. I'm missing dance class to hang out with your dad. Like that kid.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Wait, the guy. Like when they like. I'm talking about the truck that pulls up.
Yeah.
I missed that quote. It's like taking him hunting.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, dance is my new thing. Danny McBride is wrote part of this movie. He's a famous comedian. Both the director and Danny McBride are both from Winston-Salem. Did North Carolina School of the Arts. So they're grads and they've got to represent. But at the same time, yeah. Any other thoughts?
I thought he was going to kill the baby at one scene.
Okay, I do too. Then I realized if they actually did that, really then the whole audience would just be pissed and everyone hated.
I'm glad he didn't kill the
Me
baby.
Me too. I That'd also be like he was going to kill
a
baby.
Whole new level of just
I might have messed up.
Glad he didn't.
I would have wept in your arms.
Me too.
I think my favorite part of the movie was the very beginning where no one dies. We're just on a podcast documentary trying to figure out how they do their thing. And then everything went downhill and everyone started dying.
Michael Myers probably survived because he's like some sort of supernatural being. He crushed that dude's head with his foot.
Yeah.
You won't get over
Well, that's something that they explain in some of the sequels that he is a supernatural being.
He definitely is. He's more than human for sure.
Yeah. Well, he's crazy. Okay. And the cool thing is that they had the actor who played him in, like, the 70s, or, like, some of the, like, older times, it was Michael Myers, reprise him for, like, bits and parts of it, which is really cool. Alright, well, I guess this leaves us with one question.
Out of 10.
No.
No, not out of 10.
Dope or nope?
Oh. 5 stars on Yelp.
I say dope.
Alright, dope?
I say nope.
You nope. A nope, why? Nope. Why nope?
Nope. Just a nope.
He's just scared.
Right.
I'm very hard. I don't know.
It's a nope from Balzac. Nope.
All right.
I mean, I it's dope. Like dope, but like scary me says like, no, 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 no.
Okay.
But so, it's a dope movie. For sure, watch it.
Josh, Daniel?
I'm going to go for dope. Have no desire to see it for the next 3 to 5 years. All
right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that, but I said dope. It's a.
It's yeah. Worth the ticket price.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
All right, so that goes 1, 2, 3.
If you have heart problems, don't watch the movie.
5, yes. Well, that's any scary movie. All right, well, 5 dopes, 1 nope.